Last Christmas, my father and one of my brothers wondered how a spacecraft's planetary slingshot works. It's a well-known maneuver to get a big swing forward by passing by a planet. They realized that if the craft falls towards the planet, due to its gravitational pull, it will gain momentum. However, as soon as it has flung around the planet, wouldn't that same gravitation slow down the craft just as much? Great question, of course, so let's dive into this gravity assist, short and simple.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the edge of human knowledge. It's so exciting. And so I think for people to see that and have access to that is really worthwhile.
Mathematics is the language in which the laws of physics are formulated and in terms of which they have to be studied.
For me, equations and symbols aren't just a thing. They're a voice that speaks out about the incredible richness of nature.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the audio version of OpenCurve.info. A bit of maths and physics for everyone. Gravity assist. First things first, you are absolutely right in thinking that the gravitational pull of the planet is a symmetrical situation. The same force pulling the craft toward the planet, making it accelerate, will also slow it down once it has reached its maximum point around the planet, when it tries to escape the planet's influence again, continuing its journey in space. So, the whole planet's gravity system is entirely symmetrical. What isn't symmetrical, though, is that the planet has an orbital momentum around the Sun. The planets in our solar system all orbit around the Sun. Though at different rates, their position relative to the Sun changes every single second. This means they have a great deal of momentum, and we, the rather clever clumps of human cells that we sometimes are, can exploit this. So, by using the gravitational pull of the planet to get closer to it, the craft gains an additional tug by the simple fact that the planet itself is also moving through space. And so, while the momentum the spacecraft gained by the planet's gravitational pull was lost again while escaping the planet's gravitation, it did gain a bit of the planet's orbital momentum. It's like catching a train while it's hurling past a platform. Suppose you're Batman and you possess a grappling hook. As soon as the train is coming through the station, you start running along with it on the platform. You pull out your grappling hook gun and grapple onto the train. Then you press the button so that the retractable cable attached to the hook pulls you toward the train, still speeding along its trajectory. At the right moment, you release the hook, spread out your bat wings, and away you go, having parasitized off of the train's momentum for a little bit. And you're right. This also means that the train lost a bit of its momentum due to you pushing off of it. However, due to the huge difference between your mass and the train's mass, in combination with either velocities, the train's momentum loss is negligible, while your momentum increase is significant. The same goes for the planet. A spacecraft doing a gravity slingshot, or enjoying a gravity assist as it's also called, will decrease the orbital velocity of the planet, meaning that the planet's orbit will get closer to the Sun. Of course, given the ratio between the spacecraft mass and the planet's mass, this amount is negligible. Voyager. Two of the most famous instances of gravity assists are the voyages of Voyager 1 and 2. In the animation on the website, you can see the trajectory of Voyager 2, where it gained assists from several of our solar system's planets. Deceleration. Of course, what goes around may come around too. If you'd like the spacecraft to decelerate, you make it fly, opposite the planet's orbital motion. This way, it slows down while donating a negligible bit to the planet's momentum. So, what Christmas message can we take from this? That's right. Even the tiniest entity in the universe is capable of changing an entire planet's momentum. No matter how small, in one way or another, its effects are significant.